You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, it is time for a trending report. We'll start quickly with sports. The Avalanche lost at home last night.
Oh, they're not supposed to do that. What?
They lost at home to Arizona. What happened?
What?
The same two teams will square off again tomorrow night at Ball Arena. Hey, quickly, I want to throw in there's yet another NFL quarterback who just signed a brand new contract that will pay him $40 million per season.
Ooh.
It's getting to the point we can't wrap our minds around these numbers. I just playing around, did the average amount of time that the team has the ball in a game and the average number of plays they run, and just roughly figuring, that means that Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, every time he takes a snap, whether he hands off to someone or throws a pass, you know, completion, incompletion, interception, just hands off, just nothing. Every time he takes a snap, he'll be getting about $35,000.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
So what many people either make or wish they could make in an entire year, every time he takes a snap, they'll be giving him $35,000.
It's disgusting, Dom. It's disgusting.
Have a nice day, everybody. Have a nice day. Tell me that when you have walked past people, you have held your breath during the entire pandemic.
I am the other type of person farther down in that story that blows out as I pass. I don't hold, I blow.
So some people went and asked experts about this, including an expert at the University of Colorado. That's right, at CU, they even spoke out on this. And it turns out that if you have walked past a stranger, let's say in the grocery store, and you just kind of subtly hold your breath as you walk by, the experts say two things. It probably doesn't help.
But
it also doesn't hurt. And they think it's possible that you're helping your situation. What they're concerned about is people who are in a situation where they're around people constantly and they try holding their breath, because they say then after you hold your breath for a while, your natural inclination then is to take big breaths, and they say that would be bad.
Okay.
So you don't want to continually hold your breath if you're around people, because then you're going to be doing a larger inhale, like
getting more particles.
Right. The funny thing is, the experts that they asked, including at MIT, all said the same thing, that it might be helpful, they just don't know. But every one of the experts admitted that they've done this.
Well, yeah. Like, I'll go running a lot in the park or whatever, and you're passing people the other direction, and I always turn the opposite way as I go by them, and...
Yep.
That's when I blow out. What was the term they used for people on the phone in that... Wasn't there a term that they used in that story?
On the phone? I didn't see anything about the phone.
Oh, what were they called? They had a funny name for them. I'll have to look it up.
You hold your breath while you're talking to somebody on the phone?
No, it was the people that were spreading the particles, and people that are talking loudly on the phone are one of those people that... Maybe it was a different story, but they had a funny... Moist talkers or moist...
Okay, there was something that said something about people speaking moistly on
their phone. That's what it was. Speaking moistly. Doesn't that sound disgusting?
It really does.
Sir, would you mind not speaking so moistly? Speaking moistly. Yeah, that's the one that got me.
What else is trending?
There was a biting incident at the White House. Here's what's going on. President Biden's dogs... They're getting the heave-ho from old 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They brought along their two German shepherds, Major and Champ, but they have now been both shipped back to Delaware. I guess, which one was it? Major. Major's the three-year-old one. Chomped down on White House security. Took a chunk out of somebody. They say Major has also been very agitated around the residence. He's charging, jumping, and barking at staff and security. Meanwhile, Champ, who's the 13-year-old dog, has slowed down considerably in age. And he's like, I didn't do anything. I'm being a good boy. But they've both been banished from the White House, and they're getting sent back to Delaware. Hi.
Well, we're you don't want any poop on the floor at the White House.
That
either,
too. You don't want dogs charging the White House staff, so they're out of there. According to an analytics firm, the sequel to Coming to America, this two as in the number two there, attracted more viewers than any other movie that premiered on a streaming service over this past year. So Amazon is kind of puffing their chest out about that one. It beat Wonder Woman, the Borat movie, the SpongeBob movie that came out. Now, of course, Amazon is not saying how many people actually watched it because they never released that kind of information, but they are claiming that it's number one. They paid $125 million for that sequel.
Whoa.
Good night. Guess they were really banking on it, huh? I have never seen the first one.
I think I saw pieces of it. I've never sat down and watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I hear it's good. I don't know. What else is going on? Here's a Jeopardy update for your grandparents. Katie Couric is taking over. She took over yesterday, right? She's doing 2 weeks.
Yeah, she's doing
After Katie Couric is going to be Dr. Oz and then Aaron Rodgers.
The biggie. Aaron Rodgers.
He's a fan.
Go, Pack, go.
Yeah, so there's your Jeopardy update. Burger King, boy, they were flame broiled yesterday. It was International Women's Day, and they decided to celebrate the day via Burger King UK on their Twitter account. And they tweeted out, quote, "Women belong in the kitchen." That's it. That's what they tweeted out, Dom. And then they did a little follow-up. They did a follow-up. They said, if they want to, of course, yet only 20% of chefs are women. And we're on a mission to change the gender ratio. So it was a tweet about getting women into the field of chefery.
Being professional chefs.
Professional chefery. And of course, though, they got hammered yesterday. They said, please don't use sexism as clickbait. So people were very mad at that. And then the sexist trolls came out, you know, ragging on people that were mad at the tweet. And it just turned into a giant mess. Since then, Burger King has issued an apology saying, we hear you. We got our initial tweet wrong and we're very sorry. And they deleted the original Women Belong in the Kitchen tweet last night. As they should.
Okay.
As they should. I know you're not big on apologizing. I mean, it's a play on, I get it, but
they were,
I also
pointing
get the other
out
side of
the
it.
Ridiculousness of the old cliche, sexist
Correct.
Cliche.
Right.
But nobody can let them do that. You've got to be outraged about
gotta
something.
You've got to be mad. You got to point things out.
Their entire point was the exact opposite, but no one will consider that.
At all, man. At all.
You know what? I just want to cheer them for doing the initiative thing about getting more women in as professional chefs.
Hells yeah.
I think it's super cool that
it's
they're
a great
doing
career.
That. Yeah.
Man. What else is going on? Oh, Jay-Z. Jay-Z's net worth has been boosted by 40%. He has two major deals in the works or finalized. He's going to be selling his controlling stake in the streaming service Tidal, and he's selling it to Square, that little mobile payments company
that
you swipe on your car, on your phone. Twitter guy, Jack, what's his name, owns that company. Anyway, he's selling it for $300 million. And then he's recently sold 50% of his luxury champagne brand. There was not a number on that. But Forbes is now estimating that Jay-Z is worth about $1.4 billion now.
Wow.
I was looking at his catalog of money stuff. He's got, you know, the brands, the champagne, the streaming, his music catalog, art, cars, houses, like
isn't
it goes on and
on. Isn't it funny that maybe his music might be pretty far down the list?
It
of
was
what's
far
making
down
him
on the
bank.
List. The smallest thing on there was real estate, and it's only like $50 million in real estate. And you're like, oh, that's it?
And this doesn't even count Beyonce, does it?
Beyonce. Yeah, I don't know if all their stuff's separate or.
I mean, when you combine them,
that's
power couple, dude.
Real quick, to celebrate International Women's Day, Lego has released a Lego set featuring Amelia Earhart and her little red Lockheed 5B Vega plane, Dom. It's a really nice looking Lego set, although many people have complained that it's impossible to find.
Hey, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
I wrote that one myself. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. You got to check out this dude's driver's license picture out in Milwaukee. His name is Peter Woods. What he decided to do is sport a half beard, half mustache when he went into the Department of Motor Vehicles to get his new driver's license last month.
And well, they shouldn't be able to turn him down.
They
right?
can't turn you down.
Fashion choice.
They cannot turn you down. And there's a picture of it that's gone viral. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.